DeepEnglish.com.
Mind Games, Active Speaking, Part B. A few hours later, Harrison met Carolina in a parking lot to find out the details. Who did Harrison meet? Harrison met Carolina. Where did Harrison meet Carolina? Harrison met Carolina in a parking lot. Why did Harrison meet Carolina in a parking lot? Harrison met Carolina in a parking lot to find out the details. As he got into her SUV, Carolina was talking to her government agent contact. What did he get into? He got into Carolina's SUV. What was she doing as he got into her SUV? As he got into her SUV, Carolina was talking to her government agent contact. His name was Theo, and he spoke with the calm authority of an intelligence agent. Was his name Bond? No, his name wasn't Bond. His name was Theo. How did he speak? He spoke with the calm authority of an intelligence agent. He said he worked for the Defense Intelligence Agency, the Intelligence Department of the U.S. military. Did he say he worked for the CIA? No, he didn't say he worked for the CIA. He said he worked for the DIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency. He was in charge of Operation Downstrike. The goal of Operation Downstrike was to test the integrity of U.S. banks. Was Harrison in charge of Operation Downstrike? No, Harrison wasn't in charge of Operation Downstrike. Theo was in charge of Operation Downstrike. What was the goal of the operation? The goal of the operation was to test the integrity of the U.S. banks. The plan was simple. Civilians like Harrison and Carolina were to attempt to rob local banks. Was it a complicated plan? No, it wasn't a complicated plan. The plan was simple. Were civilians like Harrison and Carolina to attempt to rob local banks? Yes, civilians like Harrison and Carolina were to attempt to rob local banks. No weapons. If the police or armed security approached, they were supposed to run. Were they carrying guns? No, they weren't carrying guns. Were they supposed to fight the police? No, they weren't supposed to fight the police. They were supposed to run from the police. Any money they stole would be handed over to the federal government. What were they supposed to do with the money they stole? Any money they stole would be handed over to the federal government, and if they got into any trouble, they should keep their mouths shut, and he would get them out within 24 hours. What were they supposed to say if they got caught? They were supposed to say nothing if they got caught. Who would get them out within 24 hours? Theo would get them out within 24 hours. Theo told Carolina and Harrison that they would be paid $25,000 if they were successful in getting money from the banks, and $2,500 if they got nothing. How much would they get if they were successful? They would get $25,000 if they were successful. How much would they get if they weren't successful? If they weren't successful, they would get $2,500. Harrison was skeptical at first, but Theo was convincing. Was Theo skeptical at first? No, Theo wasn't skeptical at first. Harrison was skeptical at first. Who was convincing? Theo was convincing. He said he had vetted Harrison and even knew about his past brushes with the law when he was a kid. Who vetted Harrison? Theo vetted Harrison. What did he know about Harrison? He knew about his past brushes with the law when he was a kid. Since criminal records of children are not public, Harrison thought Theo must be the real deal. Are criminal records of children public or private? Criminal records of children are private. What did Harrison think about Theo? Harrison thought Theo must be the real deal. To sweeten the deal, Theo told them that if all went well, he might be able to get them government jobs. Did Theo sweeten the deal? Yes, Theo sweetened the deal. What did he say might happen if all went well? He said if all went well, he might be able to get them government jobs. There was one condition, though, They had to start work immediately. How many conditions were there? There was one condition. What was the one condition? The one condition was they had to start work immediately. Carolina drove Hairston to a bank chosen by Theo. Where did Carolina drive Hairston? Carolina drove Hairston to a bank chosen by Theo. Hairston entered the bank and handed the teller a note. What did he hand the teller? He handed the teller a note. Who handed the note to the teller? Hairston handed the note to the teller. It said, "I need your help. I need money. My family is being held hostage, and a bomb will go off at 4:30 if you don't help. Don't call the police or the FBI." Did the note say, "I need help. I need money"? Yes, the note said, "I need help. I need money." Did it say, "A bomb will go off"? Yes, it said a bomb will go off. When would a bomb go off? It would go off at 4:30. Who did it say not to call? It said, "Don't call the police or the FBI." The teller told Hairston the only way he could help him was by calling the police. What did the teller say was the only way he could help? The teller said the only way he could help was by calling the police. Hairston ran. He jumped into the SUV and said, "I think he called the feds. We've got to bounce." Who said, "We've got to bounce"? Hairston said, "We've got to bounce." Did he think the bank called the feds? Yes, he thought the bank called the feds. Again, Theo's calming voice on Carolina's speakerphone told him not to worry and to go to the next bank. What kind of voice did Theo have? Theo had a calming voice. What did he tell Hairston? He told Hairston not to worry and to go to the next bank. Hairston followed orders. He entered the next bank, handed over the bank robbery note, and took off running without receiving any money. Did Theo follow orders? No, Theo didn't follow orders. Hairston followed orders. Did he enter the next bank and hand over the bank robbery note? Yes, he entered the next bank and handed over the bank robbery note. What did he do next? Next, he took off running without receiving any money. Back in Carolina's SUV, Theo again told them not to worry. What did Theo tell them again? Again, Theo told them not to worry. They heard a helicopter in the background. Theo said, "Go hide out. I'll get the helicopter off your back." What did they hear in the background? They heard a helicopter in the background. Who said, "Go hide out"? Theo said, "Go hide out." Did he say he'd get the helicopter off their back? Yes, he said he'd get the helicopter off their back. While still on speakerphone with Hairston and Carolina, Theo called the police. What did Theo do while still on speakerphone? Theo called the police while still on speakerphone. He told them he saw the bank robber getting into a different car and heading in the other direction. Did he lie to the police? Yes, he lied to the police. Did he tell them he saw the bank robber getting into a different car? Yes, he told them he saw the bank robber getting into a different car.